Lecture, Irreversibility and Cost. Good morning. Today we talk about time. Not clocks. Not calendars. Direction. Last time, we talked about forgetting. About how information gets erased because it has to. Today, we face the consequence of that erasure. Once something is forgotten, it doesn't politely wait to be recovered. It's gone. Let me start with a simple image. Imagine you're sorting papers on a desk. Neatly arranged. Categories clear. Now imagine someone bumps the desk. The papers scatter. Could you put them back exactly as they were? In principle, yes. In practice, no. Why? Because you don't remember every detail. And recreating them would cost more than the mess is worth. That's irreversibility. Here's today's core idea. Time points in the direction where reconciliation has already happened. People often say, the laws of physics run equally forward and backward. That's mostly true. But laws aren't processes. They're descriptions. Processes are about many things becoming one. And once many possibilities collapse into one outcome, you can't cleanly go back. Think about mixing paint. Blue and yellow become green. The laws allow unmixing. Nothing forbids it. But once mixed, the information about which molecule was where is gone. You would have to add information back in. And that information no longer exists. This is the key. Consistency enforcement is many to one. When contradictions are resolved, options are eliminated. Elimination doesn't come with an undo button. This is why time has an arrow. Not because the universe prefers the future. But because reconciliation destroys alternatives. You can't reverse a process that threw away the instructions for reversal. Let me say something precise. Irreversibility is not a feature of motion. It's a feature of description. When descriptions are merged, simplified, coarse-grained, or reconciled, they lose information. That loss defines direction. Now let's talk about cost. Erasing information always costs something. Not morally. Physically. Energy spreads. Heat dissipates. Entropy increases. This isn't an add-on law. It's structural. You cannot build stable structure without paying this price. Every stable pattern you see, every crystal, every law, every long-lived structure, is a receipt. Proof that information was discarded somewhere else. This destroys a comforting illusion. Order is not free. Order is not spontaneous. Order is purchased by loss. The universe doesn't like order. It tolerates it and charges for it. This also explains why perfect efficiency is impossible. If a process produced structure without waste, it would violate consistency. There is no such thing as a clean universe. Any universe that lasts must dump entropy. So here's today's takeaway. Time does not flow because something pushes it. It flows because reconciliation has no inverse. Once possibilities are collapsed, they stay collapsed. Next time, we'll talk about something that often confuses people. Why some numbers in physics look ridiculously special? Why tiny values show up? Why balances look delicate? And why that has nothing to do with luck? That's fine-tuning, and why it's usually misunderstood. See you next class.